WWA Mobile.
Is it up on a rise, or
what's going to be your ham radio configuration situation?
Figure that out. We're it's in a subdivision, but we're kind of semi high up in the subdivision. I might have to figure out a way to, if I can hit this repeater, which I don't know if I can, without getting some something a little more high powered than what I've got right now.
Well, okay, from Greensboro, I don't know that you can do it. It depends on the shadows, and you know what I mean by the shadows. You might be able to do it if you're up on a rise and you've got a 2-meter beam.
Profile, there are a couple of large hills between here and there, but straight line anyway. So, I don't know if I'll be able to hit it or not, but we'll give it a shot. We'll figure out when we get up there, but it's not going to happen anytime real soon, so we're not putting this on the market till for a while yet.
Yep. How about that? So, you guys went up and did the tour, and you really liked this place, huh?
The boxes to make it acceptable, so. And it's, you know, it's got a nice layout and whatnot, so there's plenty of room. And it's in the right price range, so, yep, we did it.
Going to have storage buildings for your toys?
And no bigger than the yard is. I'm not going to need a whole lot of what I've got, so I can jettison some stuff.
I see a yard sale in your future. You going to be getting rid of any riding mowers?
I don't think I'm going to need my zero turn.
How wide a deck on your zero turn?
54 inch, I think.
Okay. Well, I know somebody might be interested.
Send them my way.
What's the brand name on it?
Look at it. What is that thing? I don't remember now. I can't bring it to mind.
Is it yellow, orange, green, or some other color?
Gee, kind of a red-orange.
Husqvarna.
No, I don't believe that's it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to miss having you around here kind of pick on.
Once I get up there, it's going to be a while before we, it's going to be a slow move, but a move in stages, as it were. But once I get up there and get set up, I'll try to figure out a way to get to this repeater, which might require a long cable. I don't know.
You know, you do know you can still hit it with EchoLink.
To that.
Yep. Well, now listen, you know, another repeater that I am 95 to 98% sure that you can hit, and we can still talk over the air, would be Mount Mitchell.
Be able to hit that one from up there.
Sure you can hit it. I mean, it's got a footprint that's just amazing.
Hit the footprint on this repeater the other night, just out of curiosity, and it only goes about halfway.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it starts getting fuzzy up around Greensboro. Gastonia. And that's a up there at 85 at Billy Graham Parkway is as far as I've ever been able to take it. And I believe it goes up as far as up around Bowling Springs, North Carolina, up in there.
Guys from Charleston hit on this repeater, so it's possible if you got enough hump.
down slope from the repeater. I have worked just off of my mobile this repeater from, you know, the Blue Cross Blue Shield building in Columbia?
But I know where Columbia is.
Well, the northeast side going out Highway 20, just out of the city is the on 20 is the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, and I've on good propagation days I've talked all the way to there.
Said we'll find out when we get up there what I need to do, but if nothing else, I can bounce off the Mount Mitchell.
Yep. I see a rotatable beam in your future. That is, if your HOA will permit.
Nothing else, I can put it in the attic and shoot it out that way.
Yeah, that did not work well for me on HF. Maybe 2 meter will work a little better.
Find out. In any event, I'm all back on out of here. I got my coffee cup's empty, and I got some things I got to do here. So we'll talk at you later. You take care out there. 73s, say hi to everybody for me. Have a good day. KN4RJN, I am clear.
73s to you, and I know somebody that can set up a coffee IV for you if you like. That might be a little more convenient. 73s, KN4RJN, KN4VWA, clear.